This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Thursday that Beijing had lodged solemn representations with the United States after a major congressional committee approved a bill that would enhance U.S. military support for Taiwan. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee backed the Taiwan Policy Act of 2022 by a vote of 17-5 on Wednesday. The bill includes provisions for billions of dollars in additional security assistance for Taiwan as China increases military pressure on the self-ruled island. The strong bipartisan vote was a clear indication of support for changes in U.S. policy towards Taiwan, such as treating it as a major non-NATO ally. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to annex the island by any means necessary, including military force. A foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters in Beijing that the bill would affect bilateral relations if it continues to move forward in Congress. CNN reported Wednesday that Mark Meadows, who served as White House Chief of Staff under former U.S. President Donald Trump, has complied with a subpoena from the Justice Department's investigation into the events surrounding the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. That makes him the highest-ranking Trump official known to have responded to a subpoena in the federal investigation. The attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters led to several deaths, injured police officers, and delayed certification of President Biden's victory over Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. CNN says it learned from an unnamed source that Meadow gave prosecutors the same materials he gave to the Special Congressional Committee investigating the attack, satisfying the obligations of the subpoena. Meadows initially cooperated with the House committee, but later sued the panel over its subpoenas. The U.S. House of Representatives earlier this year voted to refer Meadows to the Justice Department for contempt of Congress, but prosecutors declined to charge him. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, a local political official has pleaded guilty in connection with the January 6 attack. Ed Donahue with the Associated Press has the story.
Before she pleaded guilty, Suzanne Ianni had argued federal authorities had selectively targeted her for prosecution based on her political beliefs. The elected member of the Natick, Massachusetts town meeting organized a bus trip to Washington in January of last year for fellow members of a right-wing group called Super Happy Fun America. Ianni faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison. Also, a Nevada man, Josiah Kenyon, pleaded guilty to assaulting law enforcement officers at the Capitol with what appeared to be a table leg, injuring an officer. At the time, he was dressed as Jack Skellington, a character from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In London, hundreds of thousands of mourners continue to stand in long lines outside Westminster Hall, where Queen Elizabeth II is lying in state. The coffin of Britain's longest-reigning monarch left Buckingham Palace for the last time Wednesday, borne on a horse-drawn carriage and saluted by cannons and the tolling of the iconic Big Ben clock. The Queen's family, including King Charles III and his sons William and Harry, marched behind the coffin during the solemn procession. The Queen will lie in state at Westminster Hall until her funeral on Monday. Queen Elizabeth II inherited millions of subjects around the world when she inherited the throne in 1952, many of them unwilling. Her death is stirring complicated feelings, including anger, in the British Empire's former colonies like Kenya. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In the foothills of Mount Kenya, Matthew Y. Reggie says he cannot mourn Queen Elizabeth.
Those people, they took our land.
90-year-old took part in the Mau Mau Rebellion of the 1950s.
I was imprisoned for 3 years.
And he says conditions were harsh.
I stayed naked for about the month of June, July, when Kenya is very cold.
Kenya ultimately declared its independence from Britain in 1963. Many credit Queen Elizabeth for embracing the wave of independence in Africa, but it wasn't until 2013 that the British government apologized, paying millions in an out-of-court settlement to those who were tortured. I'm Ben Thomas.
Recapping our top story, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said Thursday that Beijing had lodged solemn representations with the United States after a major congressional committee approved a bill that would enhance U.S. military support for Taiwan. Reporting via remote for VOA News, I'm Richard Green.